with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body.
Welcome back. You listen to the grilling guys, and happy holidays to you. Thanks for tuning in. We've been talking about maybe Christmas gifts for the griller on your list, and we're going to stuff your stocking this segment.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah. So hey, where do you want to start, man? Fast. Let's go back to the tongs. That's
how big
a segue.
How big is your stocking?
Well, you know what? You can get a second one if it's not big enough, but I you know, mine's pretty good size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
well, I you know, we were talking about that pressure valve or that fuel gauge for the gas grill
propane
for a stocking.
Tank. Yep.
That's a really great idea. I saw one on yours. I've never used one, but I only thing I run on a tank now is my deep fryer, and I hardly ever use it. So
right.
It's always
so, and I have, I'm that guy that my grilling equipment is all propane still,
oh.
And my house is natural gas. I haven't converted anything, so
well,
I have
how about
the tanks.
Your tech inference? Is that still propane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. I left them all at propane, and the reason is
you can take it.
I can take it with me. Right, and I do that tech that you had given me is mobile enough that I take it on different things. Even on the ice, I go grill hot dogs on Reed's Lake with that thing, you know. So it's portable enough. It's heavy; it weighs like 70 pounds.
Yeah,
but,
I was gonna say Weber makes enough. Some neat little portables. You could, yeah, they're really light.
Yeah, but that's just one more thing I got to store for the one or two times I use it. Right, but anyway, stocking stuffers. We talked about ThermoPen in the first segment, but if you weren't tuned in. That's a digital thermometer. I would say that's my number one gift for a griller is a good instant read thermometer.
Yes.
And
go to thegrillingguys.com, check out the right side, click on the icon of any sponsor you want to check out. It'll bring you right to their sale page.
Right.
It'll save yourself some steps. And it might be one of these people that pays us a small commission. I can tell you we have never cashed a check yet from anybody.
Right.
Mike Lindell owes us.
Yeah.
So how about the little bamboo spears for shish kebabs?
Yeah.
How about some starter cubes for a fire?
Oh, that's
a
big one.
How about a really nice, you know, they make these long-tipped lighters, and some of them have a bit of a torch on them.
Right.
And some of them are just a basic
flame.
You know, you can't light it.
Right.
Those but you're things, usually, there's usually wind when you're trying to light a grill.
Right.
It's just God's way of saying, work harder, boy.
Yeah.
And I know several different people make them. I can't think of the name necessarily, but
Kingsford makes a pack of them.
I think it's called a torch.
Yeah.
And when you light it, it looks like a little jet afterburner.
Right.
It's really nice. That's the best way to light anything on a grill outside. Get a couple of those, throw them in a bag. You know, I've always talked about the starter kit for grillers. Whatever you're going to put in that starter kit, that plain old tackle box, spices, get a couple cool rubs that, you know, rub my butt kind of stuff that
right.
will make them laugh. And it's like, well, I've never even seen this. Stay away from the sauces. They drag the dang thing down too much. It's too heavy.
Yeah. And if you're just getting started as a griller, and you don't have a lot of experience, you might want to get a restaurant gift card too. Put that in there in case you mess something up, right? But I'm just saying that's like an emergency kit.
That's cynicism.
Right? Yeah, you know,
you're
never know.
You're not doing your job if they have to go to the restaurant.
I understand. Things happen though, right? And I'm not perfect yet, and I've grilled for years now. But anyway, let me see what else needs to go in there. I think the box of nitrile gloves is a good one to go in there. I go through anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 sets of those during a cook, depending on what I'm doing. I'm pretty fanatical about not contaminating other food
well,
when I'm handling things.
Well, here's the other cool thing is if you're handling all this seasoned meat and all this stuff, like even if you're going to lift up your grill, you're going to get that stuff all, you know, so if you change your gloves a little more often, you keep your area tidy. But there's another great thing is like a good grilling apron and a hang-on towel for your belt.
Yeah.
Get a towel or something that you can, because you, and get the dark ones. Get the black ones. Don't get the white ones. They don't stay white very long.
Same apron too. Get it in dark colors because you're going to get it dirty and it's going to look crazy. Immediately, but if you get a dark one, maybe you can get two wears out of it before you got to wash it. You know,
at least.
Yeah, yeah. But let me see what else is good.
How about some waterproof matches?
Well, that goes right back to that torch thing,
right? Yeah. But waterproof matches. Yep. Maybe the torch thing doesn't work.
Yep.
And they make some cool matches that are like $3 a box. They're waterproof. It's just a handy thing to have.
Yeah.
They'll light underwater, too. You know, can go in the lake and start a fire.
I'm back to the knife. A small paring knife is good to have. I don't always need the big chef knife. If I'm opening packages of meat or whatever.
Poultry shears.
Yeah,
another
there
great
you go.
Thing.
Good one. That's
really,
a great
really
one.
Handy.
Yep.
And back to the knife sharpener. Go ahead and get one.
Yep.
Gosh, there's so many things you can throw in a stocking. Maybe a nice bottle of bourbon.
There you go.
Because it's hard to grill without a
beer,
little glass of bourbon.
Oh, a koozie, right? I'm going right down now. You got me thinking, right?
No.
But
I woke up.
I know a good one for the griller is the ice cube tray that makes the big round bourbon ice cubes, right? Oh yeah, that's a great one, and that fits right in there because they're usually like four
they're
cubes.
Rubber, yeah.
They're rubber and they're four cubes.
I think those are nitrile as well, or
right?
Latex.
Yep.
So anyway, I guess the thought is, it seems to be so hard to buy people gifts sometimes, but if you just start looking at one narrow area like the grill, the smoker, the deep fryer, that outdoor kitchen. There are so many little things a guy like me won't necessarily buy himself.
I got a couple more that just came to me. A light, okay? Especially this time of year. It's dark by 5:30, and you're invariably going to be grilling in the dark. Some sort of a clip-on light, depending on what your
area
looks like.
Or the jalapeno lights are pretty cool.
Yeah, right. A string of lights, yeah, that you can just flick on or plug in. Around your grill area to give you some light. And the other thing, I would be very remiss if I didn't say this, is you need to go to your butcher, Sobe Meats, and get a gift certificate, because what's the first thing you're going to want?
That is best idea you've had all day.
Right. You're going to want meat when you fire up that grill, and why not go to the best butcher in town and get something really good? Even if it's burger, it's better burger.
You know, I rode up to the cottage with my daughter's father-in-law. We'll call him John. And John is a metal worker. He's got a fabricating shop up in Belding. They make the coolest stuff, these big robot machines. And anyway, great guy, loves to grill, absolutely loves my brisket, and will do about anything for a piece of brisket. So
I know that girl.
We're on our way up to the cottage the other day. And I'm talking about this or that, and then I said something about, so where do you get that? And I go, well, Sobe Meats. He goes, yeah, I've heard you talk about that. Where is that? So I had to explain to him where it was, and so I decided that I'm going to bring him over to meet Tim and Teresa because he needs to know them.
Yep. Yeah,
it's just
everybody
a great
should.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's worth the drive.
Oh.
You know, you got 70 feet of meat counter there, and it starts with beef on one end and ends up with meat sticks on
it's
the other
even,
and everything in between.
It's right in Walker. It's not even a drive.
Remembrance you know, Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not
it's
even
3450.
Not even a thing.
Yeah, pardon me, Tim, if I don't remember that number, but it's on Remembrance Road.
Go in the morning because he's got deliveries usually in the afternoon.
Yeah, don't go Friday at 5 because you're gonna be elbow room only.
Right, but it's the kind of place where they got a bell by the door, and if you thought their service was good, you just ring the bell, and everybody in the place stops and says thank you. I mean, that's just how they run this joint. It is a perfect place to go and get some of the best meat in West Michigan. And plus, the people are amazing.
Yeah.
And he's got
they
beer.
Really
he's got wine. He's got bakery products. It isn't just a meat shop. I mean, it's a grocery store with a meat market.
And they have Old World Olive Company in there.
Sure they do.
And Jethro T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's got big fresh produce section. Exactly. So,
yeah,
it's cool.
The gift card's a great idea, and I bet you Garrett's has one. I bet you Old World, I'll tell you what they do. They make these little gift baskets with the little bottles, the sample bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And those are relatively inexpensive for all the fine stuff you get in them, but, you know, you've got 6 different flavors of things in there, and Shasta does a good job of arranging those.
Comes with recipes. So that you can, you know what to use, how to use these, and for what type of products. But Anyway, well, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there and fire up a grill and make some make holidays special.
And don't forget to check out our Facebook page and like the Grilling Guys on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy, or X, I guess they call it now.
Right.
And Getter, Grilling Guy.
All right. Very cool. Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, celebrate the holidays, and we'll talk with you next week.
Mile Kalikimaka.